Hi, good evening, everybody. This is Bob Golden calling from Las Vegas, and Betty Ann and I would like to welcome you to the Golden Team call. This call is open for everybody and send out cards, so we want to give you a very warm welcome this evening. The date is Tuesday, December 15th, 2009, and one of the great pleasures that I have to host in this call is to have a good guest on the call with me. And, you know, these are some things that we are share information to help each and every one of you to not only build your business, but more importantly, be able to really interconnect with the people that you truly care about. And may they be business clients or friends and family or what have you. You know, Send Out Cards has really been built on a phenomenal foundation. To where we can not only develop those relationships, but at the same time become better people of who we are. And so this evening, we've got a couple of guests that are on the call with us tonight, because what we're going to be sharing is stories that impact others. And these stories that impact others are through the cards that we send out. And sometimes, if we know it or not, it has major impact on people that we send them to in a lot of different ways. And we're going to go ahead and be discussing that this evening. And before I introduce our guests, I want to share with you a couple of things that are incredibly important that Betty Ann and I have found within being in Send Out Cards. And one of the things that, if you have not been to a Treat 'Em Right seminar, make sure you go to Schedule of Events in your Card Manager main menu and take a look at the 2010 Schedule of Events for Treat 'Em Right seminars. And I urge each and every one of you, and if you've been to one, get to the new one, because Cody has been working on revamping all of these to even be bigger and better. I don't know how that's possible, but if a few of you have attended a few in the past and have attended a few lately, you'll find that there's been a kind of a major evolution that's gone through, and they just keep getting better and better. Betty Ann and I were at every Treat 'Em Right seminar this year across the country, and it was truly amazing how we saw that evolution change from the very beginning in Tampa early this year, all the way to the very last one that was here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I urge you to get out to Treat 'Em Right seminar and partake in the information and the personal development that Send Out Cards has and part of your entrepreneur package. At this point, I would like to introduce our guests. They're two couples that Betty Ann and I personally sponsored. We have developed a very, very special friendship with them. They live in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and that is Kenton and Ricky Pass. And Kenton and Ricky are absolutely, you know, moving very forward. They're soon to be managers any day. And on their way to senior managers. We're very, very excited about that. And they are definitely leading by example. Kenton's background is a custom home builder, and Ricky is a interior designer. So Kenton and Ricky, do I have you on the phone?
Yes, Bob. Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Well, hello right back at you guys.
We are here. Thanks for having us tonight, Bob.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Our pleasure. You know, you guys are just, you're tearing it up. But more importantly, I've received a number of emails in the last couple of weeks regarding, and this is what really prompted me on this call tonight to talk about how cards and how we, through the interactions and the promptings that we have, how they truly impact other people's lives. And, you know, there's a little mantra with Send Out Cards, you know, changing lives one card at a time. And you know what? We truly are. And so the more cards we get out there, the more lives we're changing for the better. And Kenton and Nikki, Ricky, you have been emailing me a number of emails in the past week or past couple of weeks regarding some of the feedback that you've been getting from some of the cards that you've been sending out. And I would like to kind of have you both share a few of those stories with us. And then I have another story that I would like to share with all of you regarding a card that had a major impact on both parties, myself and the person that I sent it to. You know, a couple of things, Kenton and Ricky, before I pose some questions to you, that, you know, that I have found is that, you know, it doesn't matter if we apply send out cards on a personal level through a friends and family, or we apply it on a business level with customers and clients. It has a perfect application for all the above, and you know, it's really something that we all should be doing. It's common knowledge that we all should be doing a following up, telling people how much we appreciate them, how much we love them. What kind of a great job they're doing, whatever it may be, holidays, birthdays, anniversaries. So it's common knowledge that we should be doing that. But unfortunately, it's not common practice. And the reason why it's not common practice is because people are not familiar with send out cards. They're not familiar with having a contact manager, having an email reminder, having a way that they can generate a card at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. When they're thinking about it, or first thing in the morning when they get up, and in a matter of minutes, hit the send button, and that those inner feelings are now, you know, floating through the cyberspace to the individual's actual mailbox. So, you know, the impact on that goes without saying. But Kenton and Ricky, in the past couple of weeks, you've really been bringing on a lot of new representatives. A lot of new reps into your organization, helping them do the same. And you've been sending out a lot of cards. And can you share a couple of stories with everyone on the call tonight about some of the impact or feedback you've been getting from some of the cards that you sent out?
Sure. Ricky, ladies first.
Okay. Well, you know, I have had two kinds of really strong promptings since I started looking into my heart to figure out who I wanted to speak to. One of them has been very strong need to connect with my grown children and my grandchildren. And I've wanted to say things to them, or I've thought of certain things about them over the years that where I admired them as people, and I never have really put that into words to them in a concise way. So this has given me an opportunity to share something with them that is extremely important, that I want them to know how proud I am of them. And when I send that level of connection, every one of them has picked up the phone immediately and called me and said, "Mom, I got this card. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. It's meant a huge amount to me for the family." And then secondly, many times when I'm out and about in my regular job as an interior designer, I'm with someone and I have an instant prompting, an instant heartfelt need to share what I know about send out cards. The other day I was with my nutritionist, and she is 83. I had not planned to talk to her at all, but she said something about how was my husband and how was I, and I said, "Well, we've started doing something that's made a major difference in our lives." And I was just going to kind of pass by and say, "Yes, we have a new company." And she said, "Well, exactly what are you doing?" And I thought, "Well, oh, she's really asking me. I'm going to really tell her this." So I did, and she said, "I've never been able to send messages or cards. I just don't do it, and I would love to have that chance. And I would really like to see this." So I've been at her office three times this week doing gift account walkthroughs with different members of her staff, and every one of them loves it. I left one today because I had to go, and she was still online doing that. So it's been so much fun to listen to my heart and act upon it. Then I also sent a personal message to my brother. My brother is taking care of a son who's quite ill. And I, as he left after Thanksgiving, I thought, oh, I think so much of him. What an amazing person he is to be able to give this amount of love to someone every day, 24 hours. So I sat down about 1 o'clock in the morning and wrote that to him. And it's the first time I've ever been able to say all those things to him. So it meant so much to him. He called me the next day almost broken up, like in tears, over what I had said. And so it's meant a great deal to me on every level.
Well, you know, Ricky, I got to tell you, more and more that we become what they call a level 4 sender of cards, and we act upon our promptings. You know, Betty Ann and I, Kenton and yourself, discussed acting on our promptings when you came out to the Treat 'Em Right seminar here in Las Vegas from where you live in Colorado Springs. In November, and you know, I remember here at our home, and we were talking about acting upon our promptings, and what Cody was mentioning about you know, you send out good into the universe, you get back tenfold, but more importantly, when we do send them, it surely makes us feel really good.
Yes.
But I tell you, it makes a major impact to the people, which the story that I'm going to tell you towards the end, the major impact that it makes on the people that we send them to. And, boy, I tell you what, you know, we all talk about business applications. We all talk about strengthening business and so on and so forth and the opportunity. But, you know, we forget about the major impact about the people that we truly love. And wouldn't you agree that every child should get a card letting them know how much we as parents, aunts and uncles, grandparents, how proud we are of them, what kind of a great job they're doing. You know, children need that appreciation, that love and appreciation. We all do. And it's really great to be able to hear that from someone in a written card because, you know, we celebrate life and, you know, with the written word, pictures and gifts. And in fact, it's funny, Ricky, we were talking earlier today and you mentioned to me, well, Bob, I have a hard time sending a card without a gift.
That's exactly right.
And you know what? And I'm laughing about this because I was just telling Betty Ann, I said, you know, it's amazing. I would say the last 20 cards I've sent, and these are not holiday cards. These are just cards of follow-up cards, appreciation cards, thank you card, whatever it may be. 19 of them had gifts attached to them.
Yes, and it is so wonderful. The children don't even really read much anymore. You know, they hear so much. It's so much spoken word. And so for every one of my grandchildren, and we have 7, I'm writing every one of them a Christmas card with a personal note in it.
Well,
yeah, Bob, we can actually we can make ourselves rich on the commissions we're going to get just from sending cards to all of our kids and grandkids. I kid you not. I mean, right now we're up to, well, I think we're through at 7 kids, right, honey?
Yes, 7.
But we're up to 7 grandkids as well, Bob. We have 3 kids that are not married yet. Our baby just went to college this fall, so we're officially empty nesters for the first time in our lives. But we're going to have a lot more grandkids. You can talk about sending gifts. I mean, there's just too many great gifts on there. We're gonna go poor sending gifts to all our kids and grandkids here pretty quick.
Well, you know, I tell you what, with the world we live in today, I think that if we could just even target, it really goes, this applies to all of us. But when it comes to children and especially teenagers, that are a little unsure of themselves, a little thing, and they get this, from their peers of somebody that loves and appreciates them and lets them know what kind of a great job they're doing or what have you. I got to tell you, that makes a major impact in that person's life. And you'll find that card will remain with them. It's not something that they're going to read and discard. That card will stay with them. And again, I'll link that back to the story that I'm going to tell. But, you know, Kenton, with you being a business owner, well, you and Ricky both, but you being a business owner with your a custom home building, I know that when we originally talked, we talked about a lot of business applications. So, mm-hmm. again, saying that cars kind of gives something for everyone. And, well, can you share with us on the call a number of, you know, some different feedback and some things that you've been experiencing by implementing Send Out Cards into your business?
Sure. Well, Bob, as I told you when we were in Vegas when we first met you, that my background is a contractor. I specialize in custom homes. And these days, with the home industry down, most of my business is in residence remodeling. And I've always been a strong believer in relationship marketing. It's all about building relationships. I sit on a number of nonprofit boards in town. I do a lot of community outreach. And for me, it's just about building that trust and confidence in the community to trust me to come in and tear their home up and remodel it. That takes a lot of trust to find the right contractor. So for me, it's always been about building relationships with people and building their trust. And I've always been a card sender. My problem, Bob, in the past, until I found Send Out Cards, is that I would buy the cheapest cards because I hated to shop for cards. I'd go into Walgreens and buy the cheapest box I could find of thank you cards. And then when I did have the opportunity to send out a card, I might go through two or three because my penmanship is so bad. I would be throwing them away in the trash as fast as I'd write them and finally get one that I liked. But then eventually I'd get to a situation where I'd be out of stamps and I wouldn't send the card to be on my desk. And so although the intentions were good of sending cards, I was just a bad card sender. And then I found Send Out Cards. I love it. It's automated. It's quick. It's easy. I don't have to use my own handwriting, which is the worst in the world. The stamps are right there on it. And for me, Bob, the difference has been that I am able to distinguish myself from the other contractors. And by the way, I use that term. I hadn't really thought of it that way until one of our wonderful new downline, Bronwyn Rowland, mentioned that to me. She said, you know what, you're really distinguishing yourself from the other contractors when you do that. And I said, thank you, Bronwyn. That's a great quote. But it's true, Bob. I have actually been told by clients in the past that I was awarded the job even over another guy who came in lower than me for a remodel job because I actually had sent them cards. And these were just the cheap handwritten cards. Can you imagine the difference that a card with some brownies or cookies is going to make? And actually, it did just recently. I sent a card to a client of ours. They were so thrilled with our job that they threw a party for our company and our subcontractors. And then at the party, I took some photos of the client and both of them, the husband and wife, and some photos of the house. And as soon as I opened up Send Out Cards, I sent a trifold card with the pictures of them. I took at the party and a photo of their home. And just a nice little note thanking them for the job and for the party and some brownies. Well, I got an email back, Bob, that was just amazing. This woman, the client, is a life coach. She coaches major corporations. And she sent a note back to me by email saying what a class act my company was because of the card and the brownies. Now, tell me that is not building relationships, and that is fully distinguishing myself from other contractors in my arena. It's huge. It's a huge impact. Just a simple card, just a simple thank you has in so many ways and on so many levels.
You know, Kenton, that is so true. And, you know, business owners are nationwide are looking for the holy grail of business. And that holy grail of business is customer loyalty. They're looking for ways that they can their customers can be loyal to them. They're looking for ways that they can interconnect with them. They're looking for ways that they create a referral base. And, you know, when it comes to referrals, as we discussed also at other times when we've talked, referrals are earned. You deserve referrals. You just don't ask for referrals.
That's right.
That truly got to be earned. And so, which we've gotten from you and Ricky both is one about building relationships, and may that be with your friends and family. I got to tell you, another thing that we learned with how Send Out Cards was founded with Cody Bateman on the death of his brother Chris, is that we want to celebrate people's lives today while they're living now. We don't want to wait for tomorrow because we may not get that chance. And and I think every one of us on this call tonight can relate with that in one way or the other. And Send Out Cards gives us that way that we can act upon our promptings and let people know that how much we love and appreciate them on a personal level. And I got to tell you, one of the things that Betty Ann and I have done with our family and friends and some of their children of letting people know how much, what kind of a great job they're doing and everything else. And it sure has made a difference. And now they want to all do the same thing. And again, we just want to lead by example and be the best person we can be. And you know what? I found that becomes contagious.
Hey, Bob, it really does. And if I can say something real quick here, is that, we are forming a wonderful, great, dynamic team here in Colorado Springs. And we've been in this business now for 6 weeks. We joined you guys 6 weeks ago. And it has just taken off. And all it is because we have a wonderful enthusiasm for the way we can help people feel better and the way we feel when we send cards. And we are just simply sharing that raw enthusiasm with our friends and our business associates and our acquaintances, and they certainly see the vision of it. We have got some great people join us on a daily basis, and it's just spread like wildfire. And you know why? It's just because it's based on good intentions, it's based on good feelings, and it's just an uplifting, positive experience. That's all it is. And there's nothing like it.
And Bob, it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
You know what, Ricky? Thank you. And Ricky, you said another thing too a few days ago, and you mentioned to me, say, well, you know what? All we're doing, and God bless you for saying this, all we're doing is keeping it as simple as possible and making it fun. And, you know, on my website, I've got those, the two words that lead to the third word, which you also led to, and that was if we keep it simple and make it fun, it automatically becomes duplicatable. It becomes contagious, and then people want to do that, and so on and so forth. And I got to tell you, it doesn't get too much better than that.
And Bob, also one last thing for me, and I'll shut up for a second, is that you and Betty Ann have been the most amazing sponsors and mentors in this. We have learned so much. You've kept us on the right track every time that I have tried to complicate things and quote-unquote leverage my time, you have brought me back on track, straightened me out in a very nice diplomatic way, which I so appreciate. And you know what? You and Ricky both keep reminding me this is just real simple. Just keep it simple. But I have to thank you and Betty Ann. You guys have been the best. We just love our relationship with you so much.
Well, first of all, thank you for the kind words. What we want to do is pay it forward and just do the same thing with our organizations and then teach them to do the same thing and them to do the same thing. All of us will be better in all ways in our life by doing that. So again, thank you very much for the kind words.
I think Rick and I both agree that we are just mirroring you guys. Every time you tell us to do something, that's what we do. And we're trying to teach our downline and our team exactly what you're teaching us. Right, Ricky?
That's right. Every day.
Well, like I said, that's what we're all should be doing. So thank you very much. And I got to tell you, as we all build this team, I mentioned to you before, and everyone on the call, that the true wealth in this business is the friendships, the relationships that we form and that we build. And sometimes these friendships and relationships are even people that are in other downlines. In other cities that you may meet at the convention or may meet at a Treat 'em Right seminar. But I got to tell you that they're priceless. And so As longer you're in the business, you'll understand that how true that really is. So, Kenton and Ricky, thank you for those kind words. Betty Ann and I feel right back at you. So, I just want to let you know how much we love and appreciate you guys and what you're doing. That kind of brings me to you're welcome. That kind of brings me to a story in growing up. And I've realized the impact of this, and it's just absolutely major impact. Growing up, my dad was a very big mentor to me, along with his older sister, my Aunt Ann. And my Aunt Ann was a very successful businesswoman in California as growing up, and she was just excelled in everything that she did. And in fact, in Cal State Northridge, she was the first woman to graduate with straight A's, that kind of stuff. And but one of the things that I've always learned from her was to believe in yourself. But more importantly, what her and my dad always taught me was it's really how to develop people within and show your appreciation and help other people get what they want. I haven't met anybody that did not not only respect but also like my Aunt Ann and my father both. That was just truly amazing, and I think it did instill some extra confidence within me. Well, my father passed away in 1994, but my aunt is God bless her, still living, and. She lives in Beverly Hills. I live in Las Vegas. I haven't spoken to her for a few years, and I had a prompting to send her a card. Now, I'm going to paraphrase what I wrote in the card. I basically said, "Dear Aunt Ann, I just want to let you know how much I love you, how much I appreciate everything that you've done and how you've been a mentor to me. I have learned so many things from you. I think of you all the time, and I'm truly a better person because of you. Love, Bobby." Okay? By the way, that's how she, what she would call me, so that's what I signed it. And so with that said, it was about 3 weeks later, I get a phone call. And on the phone call, she's, of course, crying on the other side. And I said, Ann, I said, and she says, Bobby, I says, yeah. I said, Ann, I says, are you okay? And I said, and she said, what's your card? And so my humorous self said, well, Ann, was there something I said in the card that offended you? And she goes, oh no, on the contrary. She said, that card has touched my heart deeper than anything's ever done before due to the fact, now get a load of this, I did not know this. I haven't spoken with a couple of years. I've been in a very deep depression, questioning myself if my life had any value, if I had any effect on anybody. Mm. All right? Now think about that. I didn't know that. And so she said that she was really at the lowest part of her life, the successful. I mean, I would have never imagined in a million years. And she was questioning that if she's had any effect on other people for the better, and she gets this card. Well,
wow.
Now, the other part of that story is she mentions to me that she couldn't call me when she received the card, because every time she got the card, she would completely break into tears. Now, the other thing is, she said that she doesn't go anywhere without that card, and when she feels at any time questioning anything, she pulls the card out and reads it.
Wow. That's great, Bob.
So, now, again, all we're doing is acting upon our promptings. So one of the things that I'm going to put a challenge to everybody on this call, you're thinking of somebody right now. Send them a card. Let them know how much that you truly love and appreciate them. And what they've meant to you in your life, how proud you are of them, whatever it may be. And you watch your life and watch what happens and how you feel. And I got to tell you, it's pretty amazing. Of just what truly will happen, and without and so we're very fortunate and blessed, all of us, to be part of this wonderful company called Send Out Cards, and a way that, again, we're just not a greeting card company. You know, we are when people read our cards, they don't read them with their mind or their eyes; they're reading them with their heart. So we're truly a heartfelt company that has the most wonderful compensation plan that's attached to it. And so when we really think about what we all have, we should all be blessed. And think about that as we go into this holiday season and we start in the next couple of weeks and spending it with friends and family and whatever, make sure that you're expressing that through the card, because I got to tell you that people – really don't remember what you say or what you do, but they always remember how you made them feel. And when they read that card with their heart, it triggers an emotion. And trust me, you are making them feel very special, and everybody wins. So with that, I want to bid everybody a very good evening. Make sure that you make sure you get your cards and gifts out, and have a little patience with the website because of how everybody kind of waited the last minute and overloaded everything. But nevertheless, everything's moving forward in a very good way. And I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight, and happy holidays and golden blessings to all. Good night.
Thank you, Bob.
Good night, Bob.
Thank you. All right, good night.
Bye, Betty Ann.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
Yes. You take care. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thanks, Betty Ann.